This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union governments have agreed to ration natural gas this winter. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
On Monday, Russian energy giant Gazprom said it would limit supplies to the EU through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to 20% of capacity, heightening concerns that Russian President Vladimir Putin will use gas trade to challenge the bloc's opposition to the war in Ukraine. German Minister Robert Habeck says he supports the deal to ration gas in the EU.
I think it's an important, very important next step. It shows that Europe stays united, that Europe is able to find unity and giving a strong signal also in the day where the flows of gas in Nord Stream 1 are reduced to another 20%.
Although the bloc has agreed to embargo oil and coal from Russia starting later this year, it's refrained from imposing sanctions on Russian natural gas because some states rely heavily on these imports. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Kremlin said Tuesday that a gas turbine for Nord Stream 1, Russia's biggest gas pipeline in Europe, had not yet arrived after maintenance in Canada, and that a second turbine was showing defects. The Kremlin says shortfalls in supply have been caused by maintenance issues and the impact of Western sanctions. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the sanctions against Russia had critically complicated the work of Nord Stream 1, which is reducing gas supplies to Europe to just 20% of its capacity amid maintenance. Britain said Tuesday it had sanctioned Kremlin-imposed officials in the Luhansk and Donetsk provinces in eastern Ukraine, as well as 29 regional governors across Russia in response to Moscow's invasion of the former Soviet Republic. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has completed his course of antiviral pills for COVID-19 and is feeling what the White House calls well enough to resume physical exercise as his symptoms dissipate. This according to his White House doctor Tuesday. Mr. Biden, who has isolated at the White House since testing positive for the coronavirus last Thursday, is a keen cyclist and has been reported to start his days with a workout that includes lifting weights. Indiana lawmakers have begun considering a Republican proposal to ban nearly all abortions in the state. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Thousands of people on both sides of the issue surrounded the Indiana State House Monday as Vice President Kamala Harris met with Democratic state legislators, saying abortion is a personal decision.
The government should not be telling an individual what to do, especially as it relates to one of the most intimate and personal decisions a woman could make.
The legislation would ban abortions except for in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. But bill sponsor and Republican State Senator Sue Glick says she expects amendments to be considered that would tighten those exceptions. I'm Donna Warder.
Morocco and Israel added legal links to a growing list of cooperation accords since they normalized relations in 2020. During a visit Tuesday by Israeli Justice Minister Gideon Saar, he signed a judicial accord in Rabat with his Moroccan counterpart. A joint statement said the two countries would share expertise and modernize their judicial systems through digitalization while cooperating in the fight against organized crime, terrorism, and human trafficking. Australia's parliament sits for the first time since the May elections, with the country's new prime minister determined to have a greenhouse gas reduction target enshrined in law. Legislation that would force Australia to reduce its emissions by 43% below 2005 levels by the end of the decade will be introduced into the House of Representatives this week. If the prime minister, Anthony Albanese, says Labor can persuade all 12 senators from the minor Greens party to support the bill, it will only need one more senator from the remaining six available to achieve a majority. The Greens want Australia to slash its emissions by 75% by 2030. And firefighters made progress battling California's largest wildfire of the summer Tuesday, with more than one quarter of the blaze near Yosemite National Park contained. By Tuesday, nearly 3,000 firefighters and 24 helicopters at the scene had achieved some success containing the blaze, aided by slightly higher humidity levels. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.